Today, sharing the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Tuf Samach Zayin. We begin on the very top line with Sif Yud. We've been talking about finding various types of grains that are split or not split, softened inside various dishes, and we continue that discussion today. So we start off Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Tarnegoles Mevusheles. If you find a cooked chicken, inside of it, inside this chicken that was cooked, you find a split grain on Pesach. Now, as we've spoken out, the split grains, there's a concern of chametz over here. So what's the halacha? You're allowed to sell this. You can't eat this dish because there's a concern that there's chametz inside of it, but you're allowed to sell this dish to a non-Jewish person. Sell the entire chicken to a non-Jewish person. Why is that allowed? Because any chametz that's in over there isn't raising the price from the fact that there's a small bit of grain over here inside. This is a minuscule amount of additional benefit to this chicken, so that doesn't raise the price. It would be $10 to sell the chicken. It's $10 with this split grain in it, and therefore you're not benefiting at all from the chametz, and you're allowed to go and sell this on Pesach. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sukkot Mem Aleph, you have to take out the split grain from it. And therefore, the only thing that's left inside this chicken over in this situation is the taste of the potentially chametz stick or wheat. And therefore, that's why you're allowed to sell it to the guy, but don't leave it in your house. Sell it to the guy right away, because if you leave it around, you may come to eat it, because it's going to smell good, it's going to taste good, and therefore, you may come to eat it. Now, Dear Shu footnote number 44 brings down, what about the pot that had cooked this chicken inside of it? So there we already learned in Simen Tov Nun, that's a machlokis. Because when you sell this pot to somebody, so you're not really benefiting from the chametz blius that are inside of there. And you're not selling it for more than the amount of the pot because it has blios of chametz inside of it. But nevertheless, some are oser. So that's a machlokas we had previously. The Ramah now says, Hago uve medinos elu, in our medinos, in our countries, in Ashkenazic Europe, he says, Noagin lisrofako, we burn the whole thing. We don't allow you to sell it to a non-Jewish person. And he says, we've discussed this previously, Ayin Le'el and Simen Tov Mem Zayin Masif Gimel. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Mem Beis explains, however, b'malkum sheyesh hefsid meruba ma'od, if there's a huge financial loss over here, you were cooking for the whole shul, and now you find this grain there, and it's going to cause a large amount of food to be thrown away, tremendous financial loss, then hiskimu achronim l'hakel kedasim chab, then you can rely upon the more lenient opinion of the mechaber that you can sell it to a non-Jewish person. And this was discussed, as Mishneh Berurah says, k'moshe kusafti leil in rosh simon top mem zayim. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion Osayin Dalet, he brings down from the Sefer Beis Meir, he proves the im ayidei mechiro liakum yagia lo gam kein hefsid gadol ma'od. If you're forced to sell it to the Akum, and the Akum is going to say, hey, listen, I know you can't sell it to me because you have to only sell it to me, you can't sell it to anybody else, so I'll pay you a tenth of the price. So then, yuchol ahashos adachar Pesach, if that's the situation, by selling it to the guy, you're even going to lose money, so then you can actually hold on until after Pesach, and then you'll have more buyers, and then you are allowed to sell it. You don't have to suffer a hefsid gadol by selling it to the guy even on Pesach. Dear Shu footnote number 46 brings down this machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Gra, the Bira Gra, brings down the Ramah holds Kedas Rishonim, that this reason that you have to go and burn it and not sell it is a gzera from Yayin Shehisari Bo Yayin Nesach, that wine was mixed in with Yayin Nesach, that the rabbis asked you to sell over there the wine that's not Yayin Nesach because of the Yayin Nesach that's inside of it over here. And this is true even if there was Heter Yosem Ishishim, even though it's bottom of their Isa, but the rabbis were machmer over there. And therefore, he brings down from the Gemara, in Yayin Nesach Bovad, the question is whether that was only a din in Yayin Nesach, but Bashari Suri HaNara, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rishonim say that you're allowed to. It's only by Yayin Nesach that they made this Gezerah. And the Ramah holds over here, however, that by other Isurim, the rabbis also instituted this Gezerah. And this is also the opinion of the Beis Meir. He then brings down from the Chazon Ish why exactly the Mechaber would be Mekel in certain situations. So he says it's possible over here that Mashu Chometz in also Banoa Ela Bachil Bovad. One potential reason to be Mekel over here is because the Mashu Chometz that you have over here is really not an Isser Hanoa, it's an Isser Achila. And therefore one could be Mekel. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'imnim tzis b'yom shmini shel Pesach." If you find this situation over here on the 8th day of Pesach in Chutz Laretz, that's Yontif Sheni Shel Galios, which is really not Yontif. So then he says, "There's another tzad to be makel over here, mutter la'ashos sa'arachar Pesach." And if you don't need to sell it to a guy at this point in time, you can even leave it in your possession until after Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Mem Gimel. I know we're talking over here. Afilu nasa hatarovus because of Yom Shmini. It's not that it necessarily had this mixture occurring over here on the last day of Pesach. It could have occurred earlier, and now you're only finding out about it. And likewise, uadin afim ova vishad yom zeh. And even if you did know about it and you just didn't do something about it, now it's the 8th day of Pesach. You can take advantage of this kula according to the Mechaber. Sivkot mem dalad, the Mishnah adds mutu lashosu. You can leave it until after Pesach. Why? Mishum they have a sofik yontov, sofik chol, because the last day of Pesach is really not yontov. It's ma'aseh avosenu b'yadeinu. We follow this along. Again, certainly we do all sorts of things on the last day of yontov, and we treat it just like yontov in many different ways, make brachas, etc. But the bottom line is, it's not really yontov d'oraisa. The tarovus mashu evi d'rabbanan. And since the tarovus of a mashu is only in the rabbanan, it's like a svek svek over here. So double sofik. Maybe there isn't really no tarovus over here that's iser, and maybe it's not really yontov. L'chein mekelinu l'ashos arachar pesach. Therefore, you can be makel to leave it until after Pesach. And then, v'os mutu afilu b'chila. Not only can you sell it, but then it would be mutu even to eat it. However, he does bring down v'yishomim shaf b'shvi shel Pesach. Even on the 7th day of Pesach, imnim tzochita b'kua b'tavshul or b'tarnegolas. That even if you find this split grain over here in some sort of a dish or inside the chicken over here, kof aleim kli ad motzi yontif. You can put a kli over it so you won't go and eat it on yontif. V'os ochel hatavshul or b'tarnegolas esor v'sochita. Then after yontif, you can go and eat this cooked dish over here or the chicken. Albeit, you take out the chita and you burn the chita. But Malcolm has said, and under great financial loss over here, you would be allowed to rely upon this opinion, lichat chila. And he says as well, the same halach applies if it gave a bad taste over here. Even though we've already brought down that even nosin tam lefgam on Pesach with machmir, here, however, so you can leave it till after Pesach, and then even eat it as long as you throw away the kernel, the grain over here that is chametz. Avo chametz gomor. But if this was real chametz over here, the osim daraisa, then you have a real issa daraisa situation. Af biomachru and osel hashosu. Then you wouldn't even allowed to keep it even on the 8th day because we hold that the 8th day is still Pesach. Dear Shu, footnote number 48 brings down that this sheet over here, Deyazu Hidas Hashelus Jews Chacham Tzvi and the El Yoraba, that which he said that you could put a kli on top of it and save it till the end of Yontif, after Yontif, that is their opinion. And the reasoning is Shekivan Shemi Ikradin Tam Hachito Botel B'Tavshul, because technically this chita is Botel. And the Issu L'Hashos is a Tavshul, and therefore the only reason you can't keep this is a Minog, Shenogu Mechasha Shema Yivol Le'ochlo, that you may come to eat it, so therefore the Minog came, don't keep it. And therefore, Ein B'Koach Minog Zeh Litchos is a Issu Tiltu Muktzu B'Yontiv. This Minog doesn't allow you to go and get around the Tiltu Muktzu B'Yontiv. You'd have to go and move this chicken, which is not allowed to be eaten, so therefore it's Muktzu. Ulefikoch Yesh L'Chapos Lov Kli, and therefore you can put a Kli on top of it and keep it till after Pesach. The issue, footnote number 49, brings down that while we said over here it has to be Malkum Hefzid Merubah, he brings down in Simon Tov Mem Vav, the din there seemed to suggest for many Achronim that it's not only B'Malkum Hefzid, you can rely upon this even in a regular situation without a great financial loss, you can rely upon this kula. I put it in a side over here, my Rebbeim always taught me that that's why it's so critical that your local Rav answer Shilas for you, because he will understand what is Malkum Hefzid or not. A person doesn't come and say, listen, I'm in financial distress. A person may be an Ani, but he's a proud Ani, and he isn't necessarily going to advertise the fact that he's a very poor person. But the Rav will know that if it's a local Rav. But if you just go ask a Shilas online, or you go ask a Shilas to somebody that doesn't know you, so if they don't know the facts that you're an Ani, they're obviously not going to be able to take that in consideration. That's, again, a reason why we always say, Selucha Rav, a person should have a Rav that they ask these Shilas to that knows his personal circumstances, even if the individual doesn't necessarily volunteer that information, because the individual may not know that that's halachically important. This comes up in all aspects of halachic Shilas that people ask their Rav, not only over here in Yom Kashrus, Hefzid Merubah. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Im nimtzes chita b'kua b'iso b'matzo fuyah. Now we're talking about if you find a split grain over here inside a dough or in a matzah that was already baked. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Memhei, Ul didon, the same halach applies, Im nisrakicha, if it's softened over here, afa pishalo nisbakeya, even though it hasn't split, because as we pointed out previously, that we're machmer, even if it's softened or puffed up. This, the Mishnah Berurah says, is a discussion in regards, can you eat it or not? But certainly one can be makel over here if it hasn't split, if it's just puffed up, if it's just softened. We can be makel over here, behefsid meruba, as long as it hasn't split. And he says, af below nitilas mokum. You don't even have to do nitilas mokum. You don't even have to remove the surrounding area. The issue of footnote number 51 brings down, and even according to the Taz, whose machmer is Mishnah Berurah brought down in Sif Katan Lamed Ches, who says, shetav shol shenimsa bochita merukachas, also ba'no afil mokum hefsid meruba, even in a great financial loss, you're not allowed to get benefit from it. Nevertheless, the Prima Gordon brings down, you can be makel over here with a dough or with a matzah that you find the chita inside of it, because the rabbis were not also ba'no b'mokum hefsid meruba in this situation. How much is Natilas Mokum? So the issue footnote number 52 reminds us that we said this is Ka'ove Rochav Etzba, like the width of the Etzba. Which Etzba are we talking about? Rochav Etzba Agudo Benoni, the average size thumb of a person. That's the amount that you have to do Kidei Natila, about an inch. And that's what the Mechaber says. If you find this chita inside a dough or a matzah fuya, he says, Yosir Mimeno Kidei Natilas Mokum Vasham Mutu. You just have to remove the immediate surrounding area of about an inch, the width of the joint of the thumb, and then the rest is mutter. Mr. Borisov Cotton Memvab explains, Dafia, baking over here, Dino Kitzli, is just like roasting, the Osir Kidei Natila, and it will be able to spread the item of Isser in Kidei Natila in that immediate surrounding area, about up to an inch. Ubi Esau, and if you're dealing with a dough, at the tzoninu, the dough is cold. How come it spreads at all? Nevertheless, we do say it spreads. Mikomokom amrina, we say the ayde docha kalisha, because of the kneading, niflat mimena mashu saviv makoma. Because of the pressure of the kneading, that's like heat to a certain extent, and it can push out the blios into the immediate surrounding area. So this first opinion that the Mechaber brings down is the Momekel opinion, as the Ber Hagola says in Oslamet, this is the tour in the name of his father, the Rush. But now the Mechaber brings down, also in the name of the Tur, in the name of the Rush, and also in the name of the Rashba, a more machmir opinion. And he says, V'yesh misha oser kola isa. There are opinions that say that not just the Kedei Natila is oser, but the entire dough or the entire matzah is going to be oser. Kola isa oser hamatzah. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sukkot Mem Zayin the Ayde Halisha, because of the kneading, again, Mischamemes Kitzas, because it does heat it up. And therefore, Hamayim Shabi'isa, and the water that's in this dough, Molichenes Plita Sachita, they can go and take the blios that were in this Chometz Dikas split grain, Sheniflat Ayde Docha Halisha, that came out, the blios came out from this grain because of the pressure of the kneading, and it's able to spread not just to Kedei Natila, just in the surrounding immediate area, but it has the ability, according to this Machmer opinion, to spread throughout the entire Isa, Bechola Isa. And therefore, the Mechaber Paskins over here, and he says, this Machmir opinion, Roy Lochosh Ludvarv, one should be concerned about this opinion that maybe the Chometz that's inside this split grain did spread not just to Kedei Natila, but spread throughout the dough, unless you don't have to be Choshish for it, lo b'mokum hefsid merubo b'shasad chak, unless it's a great financial loss if you were to be Choshish for this opinion, or there are extenuating circumstances, you have no other food. In these situations, one can be Makel. Now, we would be up to the Ramah normally, but the Ramah is really going to extend until the entire Amud Beis over here, and it's a relatively short shiur again tomorrow, so we'll stop over here. This will give us a chance to chazer a little bit more and go over this material, which is very important. With this, we conclude today's shiur.